Vina nagara vara vangshivadana suvasa. Praja jana palana asura kulana jana. Braja jana palana asura kulana jana. Nanda godana rakola. Nanda godana rakola. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Sundara Nanda Govala. Sundarananda Gopala. Jamuna Tata Chara Gopi Basanohara. Jamuna Tata Chara Gopi Basanohara. Raso Rasika Kripa Moya. Raso Rasika Kripa Moya. Sri Radha Balava Vrindavana Natavara. Radha Bala Vrindavana Natavara. Bhaka Divina Rasraya. Bhaka Divina Rasraya. Jasomati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Jasomati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Amala Hari Nama Miya Vilasa. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Sri Radha Balava Vrindavana Natavara. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Jai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Shri Krishna Janmastami Hi Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Satara Sata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagawan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Radha Madhava Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Shri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Shri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Go Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Ganga Devi, Jamuna Devi, Bhakti Devi, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavarenya Srilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Brinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Avadhut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Brinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Janmasthami Mahamahotsava Titi Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande. Is that on a loudspeaker? Or just on? Oh, okay. Okay, I understand. So today is Sri Krishna Janmastami, the appearance day, the birthday, if you will, of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And it said, and yeah, if you can. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma Karma Chame Dibyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvataha Kyaktva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Maam Eti Sorjana. If you can understand the transcendental nature of my appearance and my pastimes in this world, then you can become a liberated soul. Elsewhere, he is described as Aja, means unborn. But his Leela, or pastimes, is to be born. Krishna Rajateka Kela Sarvatam Nara Leela Narvapu Tahara Swarup Gopavesh Venukar Navakishore Natabar Nara Leela Hoy Anurup. So Krishna's most charming pastimes are his human-like pastimes. One Bengali poet, he said that the human is higher than God. So some people thought this was like a human, that he was endorsing humanism. But what he meant was that the human-like pastimes of God are superior to the majestic aspect of divinity. We're told, as long as we're filled or overwhelmed by the majestic aspect of divinity, then there cannot be loving intimacy. Sometimes people think that's the only legitimate relationship with divinity. One that's predominantly awe and reverential devotion. That's one of the relationships. But it's not the only one. Right? Just like a man in this world can be a son, a brother, husband, friend, husband, father. Until we hear the expression, you should love God with your whole heart and soul. But what type of love shall that be? Krishna is known as Akhila Rasamrita Murti, meaning he's reciprocating all the different varieties and possibilities of loving exchange. So, like today, son. But he's known also as Ramanuja, the little brother of Balaram. So he has a familial relationship with his mother and father, but then brotherly love with Balaram and the cowherd boys. When Krishna leaves Vrindavan, goes to Mathura Dwaraka, he has 16,108 wives. But we're told higher than that is actually his pastimes at Vrindavan with Srimati Radharani and Brajagopis. But this birth pastime takes place in Mathura. And there, when Krishna appears before his mother, it's in a four-armed Vishnu form. And she's thinking, you know, hide those extra two arms and try and look like a regular baby. If Kamsa comes, he'll kill you. But he is the omnipotent Supreme Lord playing the part of a child. How Kamsa can kill him? But he's teasing his mother, saying, no, he will relish my sweetness, the sweetness of my form. What is he saying? No, he has no devotional qualities. He won't be able to appreciate your sweetness. That is from Devaki. Krishna's transferred to Nanda Gokul in Vrindavan, where he has his pastimes with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. One devotee has expressed his appreciation in this way. He says, Nandakim akarod brahman, Shreya eva mahodayan, Yashodava mahabhaga, Papo yasya stanam hari. He says, the supreme reality, the supreme absolute truth, the supreme Brahman, he is crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Janmad yasya yatonvayad itaratas cha arteshu abhignasvarat. Everything, the word janma is used here, birth, everything is born from the sweet pastimes of Krishna. So the reason this devotee is pinpointing Krishna in the house of Nanda and Yasoda is it's moved from awe and reverential devotion to familial love, parental love and affection. Sometimes we hear the expression blinded by love and affection. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, blinded by their love and affection, they don't see Krishna as the supreme reality or God. Their love is so powerful, nothing can check it. So we hear that Yashoda, Krishna's mother, when she hears what she calls vicious rumors about Krishna's divinity. People are saying, he's not my son. Because he was born in Mathura from Devaki. They say he's some sort of god because he does these wonderful things. Some people say he's the supreme God. Deva Deva, the God of gods. He said, these are envious people. Just, I have such a wonderful son. They're saying, making up these rumors. When sometimes Krishna's playing with his brother and the cowherd boys, they complain to Mother Yashoda that Krishna's eaten earth. So they send him to his mother for punishment. And Yashoda would say, Krishna, have you been eating earth? Mm-hmm. Says, no, in the play with the boys, they just want to get me in trouble with you. If you want to see if I've eaten any earth, look in my mouth and see. So Krishna opens his mouth, his mother looks in his mouth and she sees the earth planet. And the solar system. And the Milky Way. And all the universe. Innumerable universes. She's seeing this within the mouth of Krishna. He's saying, any earth you can see? Right? So she's astonished momentarily by what she sees. Then we hear, a cat goes meow, and Krishna grabs his mother's sari and he's holding on to her. He's afraid. And she said, "Oh, that's my boy. He's dependent upon me." And that vision she had, she thinks, some hallucination. So we're told this sort of love is capable of conquering Krishna on reverential devotion, may be good for the follower, but it's not compelling to Krishna. Devotion proper begins really with friendship. A sense of equality. The cowherd boys think they're equal to Krishna. So they challenge him to wrestle. Think about this. A finite being is challenging the infinite to a contest. Not out of some arrogant, humanistic ego. But out of love and affection. So we're told that attracts, that melts the heart of Krishna. So he consents to wrestle. And he's defeated by the devotee. Right, so we're told by Rupa Goswami defining what is pure devotion. The last aspect, Sri Krishna Karshini Chasa. Although Krishna is described as irresistible and all attractive, the power of devotion, love and affection as such, is that can conquer Krishna and bring him under the control of the finite. How attractive is Krishna? One of his names is Madan Mohan. Madan means Cupid. So we learn from Freud and from practical experience that we're all under the influence of Cupid or Eros. The driving principle of material existence. So you can say, we're all bewildered by Cupid. But we're told Krishna is so inconceivably beautiful, charming, and attractive that he bewilders Cupid. So in Brahma Sangita, it says, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. Not only one Cupid, 10 million Cupids. If they could personify as one, that would give us a hint of the seductive, charming, attractive beauty of Krishna. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, as it presents the birth of Krishna and his subsequent pastimes, we have Parikshit Maharaj fasting until his death on the banks of the Jamuna. He's been cursed to die in 7 days. So all of these sages assemble from all over the universe to answer his question. He's saying, what should one do in life, specifically for one who's about to die? And all the different sages, they represent all the different theistic systems and spiritual advice. Some are recommending meditation, yoga, tapasya, austerity, giving in charity. And Parikshit Maharaj says, I have 7 days. What you're recommending, any one of these systems would require a lifetime of practice. He says, get together, consult with one another, form a consensus, present your unanimous verdict, recommendation. At that time, the boy, 16-year-old boy, liberated soul, Sukadev Goswami, appeared on the scene. And he was legendary because he was liberated within the womb of his mother. He was never under the influence of the mundane. So these sages recognized him and they thought, well, he should be given the presidential seat and he should answer this all-important question. And he began saying, Parinistitopi Nayagunye Uttama Shloka Lilaya Grihita Cheta Rajarse Akyanam Yadaditavan. He said, as you know, I was situated in the transcendental Nirguna plane. Means he had no mundane attraction. We mentioned Cupid and Eros. We're told when he left the ashram of his father, Vedavyas, he went by a pond where some girls were bathing naked. But when they made eye contact with him, they saw not even a trace of lust or exploiting tendency. So they didn't bother covering themselves. Whereas when his father, Vedavyas, came searching for him, they covered themselves. The reason this anecdote is given is to certify and establish why Sukadeva Goswami would be the speaker of the pastimes of Sri Krishna and Braja Gopis. So he's certified as not being under the influence of mundane erotic tendencies. And he says, Grihita Cheta Rajarse Akyanam Yaraditavan. But hearing about the pastimes of Krishna, my mind, heart, soul was captured and carried away to a domain that I didn't know existed previously. So he recommends to the king, so my dear king, to overcome fearfulness, and particularly the fear of death, and under all circumstances, srotavyas, kirtitavyascha, smartavyas, chetitabhayam, always hear about, chant about, and remember the divine pastimes of Krishna. And you will awaken to your identity in the nectar world. This is the mortal world. The nectar world means the immortal world. So Veda is saying, Srinvantu Vrishe Amritasya Putra. Amritasya Putra means children of nectar. In opposition to the mortal identity. He's saying, Srinvantu Vrishe Amritasya Putra. By hearing these divine pastimes, you'll awaken to your nectar identity, and which will live on after the demise of the body. Science sometimes says the world years 10 to the 12th, 10 to the 16th power, a little variance on that, but the consensus is the world as we know it will vanish. Stephen Hawking recently gave even more pessimistic news. We may not be around till that time. He said, I give human civilization 1,000 years. So from whether a scientific point of view or a theistic point of view, our time here is limited. That we can agree on. So, however much time, we're told, maybe a quarter of our life is spent in sleeping, a quarter eating and other bodily functions, a quarter working, that's three. There's very little opportunity for spiritual culture. And we have so many mundane narratives competing for our attention. He says, Nivrtatar Shire Upagiyamanad, Bhavoshadat Shrotra, Manobiramat, Kautama Shloka Gunanuvadat, Virajeta. It ends in Pashugnat. Anyway, I'll think of it later. But Parikrit Maharaj tells the Sukadeva Goswami, although I'm fast, haven't eaten or drunk anything for days, the nectar of what you're telling about Krishna's pastimes, it's like I'm drinking nectar, I'm feasting. Saying Tarshire means thirst. So it's a reference to mundane thirst, literally and also in terms of mundane enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
asking, but by drinking this nectar from you about the pastimes of Krishna, my thirst for mundane things has vanished. Bhava oshud means the medicine to cure mundane tendency. Is hearing Krishna's pastimes. He said, and normally medicine, we think something bitter. He says, but this type of medicine, manobiramad, it brings joy and happiness to the mind, heart, soul. So. Hare Krishna. Is there aarti at 7 o'clock? So we have a few minutes. Are there any questions? First of all, Vaikuntha Prithivyari Sakala Chenmoy. In the spiritual world, the soil is spiritual, the water is, and that means conscious, spiritually conscious. The water, the trees, the birds, the cows, the peacocks, what to speak of the inhabitants. The spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan particularly, is comprised of the highest section of liberated souls. So it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, there's the king of the bumblebees is a great devotee. And they're relishing honey, but more particularly in the form of singing the glories, the nectarine glories of Krishna. Jai Sipadikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Radha Madhava Sundar Ju Ki Jai. So sometimes as a bumblebee, he is madly dancing and singing the glories of Krishna. Krishna's listening, Balaram's listening, Cowherd, everyone's listening and watching his mad dance and glorious song. But the parrots, they have a part to play in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. They're exalted souls, and their singing is very high, confidential poetry. They're named Sukh and Sari. So sometimes the male parrot is singing how irresistibly attractive Krishna is. The whole creation is enchanted by the beauty of Krishna. But the female parrot will say, yes, but he's only that beautiful and chanting when he's by the side of Radharani. they go back and forth singing very beautiful poetry, praising Krishna and Radharani. And Sari, the female parent, saying, yes, Krishna's bewildering everyone with his beauty, but he is bewildered by the beauty of Radharani. He is known as Madan Mohan. She is Madan Mohan Mohini, who can bewilder Madan Mohan. But it is their desire that their sweet pastimes be extended to everyone. They want everyone to come and join in that divine play and happiness. But only the highest section of liberated souls can enter there. Then, in Vrindavan, therefore, is known as the land of Madhurja, or sweetness. But then we hear, Navadvipa is known as Odarja, means Vrindavan in distribution mode. So, Astasaki Tungavidya, one of the eight principal gopis, in Gauralila appears as Prabodhananda Saraswati and sings this slok. Yata yata gora padara vinde vindeta bhaktim krita punirasi tata tatot sarpati hridya kasmad radha padamboja sudamburasi. The entrance into Krishna Lila is through Gaur Lila. Right? And Gaur Lila Gurumar said, Radha and Krishna, this is their acharya mode. They've come to teach what is devotion to Krishna. So we're told, focus all of our energy on serving the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga. Then automatically within the heart, the Radha Rasa Shudhaniti, the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna, some entrance is given there. Don't have to be a scholar, an intellectual, a genius. Just let the heart resonate to Krishna conception. Just hearing about Krishna, dancing, singing, dancing before the deity, taking the prasadam of Krishna. Coming in touch with anything that is in connection with Krishna can awaken in the heart some love and affection. Any other question? Yes, Mr. Krishna. You want to condense that? Just the last part, maybe. Yeah, unfortunately, it's practically impossible to live in the world without becoming karmically bound and indebted to others. So Rupa Goswami, Anashakta Shabishan, Yataharam Upayunjataha, Nirbande Krishna Sambande, Yukta Bairagya Muchite. He advises connect everything to Krishna. Disturbance or non-disturbance, connect it to Krishna. That'll be beneficial for you and beneficial for everyone else who comes in connection with you. So if we go to disturb someone, disturb them for Krishna. If you are to be disturbed in, about Krishna consciousness. All other types of disturbance are a waste of time and energy. But being disturbed about Krishna consciousness is a good thing. Right? So, param drishtva, what does it say? Vishaya vinivartante, nira harasya dehina, raso varjam rasopyasya, param drishtva nivartate. Coming in connection with Krishna consciousness, have a superior experience, and finish with the lower experience. There's not enough time for these other things. Right? Our time here is very short. So what the valuable energy that we have connected to Krishna. As Krishna advised in Bhagavad Gita, yat karosi yad ashnasi yad dahosi jadasiyat tat yat taposhasi kontiya tat kurusva manarpanam. Whatever you do, do it as an offering to me. And in Prabhupada's words, then it'll be Krishnaized. And you'll be Krishnaized. Vaikuntha means without anxiety. But Guru Maharaj tells us that's the lower southern hemisphere of the spiritual world. And Krishna's Goloka Vrindavan, Gokula, there's all kinds sorts of anxiety.
Krishna, Gokula, Vrindavan,
It's generating a superior substance and yield from the heart. Yashoda is boiling milk to make sweets for Krishna. While breastfeeding Krishna, she sees the milk's going to boil over. It's the best milk in existence. Right? Right? Nanda Maharaj has so many cows, it's Goloka Vrindavan. We can understand this milk. This is pride. When they say no use crying over spilt milk, that doesn't work here. Yashoda takes Krishna from her breast and goes to save the milk. How can we understand that? Right? Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, is breastfeeding. She puts him down to go save the milk. Because that milk is for Krishna. But leaves Krishna in a bewildered position. But he's thinking, I cannot estimate how great her love is for me. So we need to learn to embrace this type of anxiety. Some types of anxiety can generate sweetness. Pastimes of Krishna are filled with drama and anxiety. That is plunging the devotees' hearts into a deeper region where it yields a superior substance. So when we come in connection with Krishna consciousness, we have to reconceive everything. It's like now devotees are cooking. There's some anxiety. If you go in the kitchen, you'll see some anxiety. But it's a sweet, liberating anxiety. How to make everything best for Krishna. How to have the offerings on time. And I think it's time for the arati. Right? Now I'm in, you put me in anxiety. Hare Krishna. Vaishnava Gurudev.